Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Aren't we lucky that our Heavenly Father is willing to forgive our sins? What does it mean that if we don't forgive others, our Heavenly Father will not also forgive us? Perhaps the emphasis is not so much that it's a precondition, but a two-way process. God's forgiveness to you and I must cause a change, a fundamental change deep within us that means we treat others in the same way that we have been treated by Him. Not just as a quid pro quo that we do it because He did that for us, but more because our hearts have been changed. When we've truly experienced and been grateful for the astonishing forgiveness that is ours, that it changes our heart and indeed makes our heart more like that of our Father's heart. That's the point. Coincidentally, just this morning as I was out praying, it came to my mind that I must make sure that I have truly forgiven from my heart the people who've hurt me in the past. Mentally, I went back through the names of a few people that have hurt me over the years and asked God to soften my heart and my conscience to be sure that I have truly forgiven them from the heart. If you'd like to review a challenging passage about this kind of idea, have a look at Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 to 35. That might form some good basis for a prayer time after reading and thinking about that passage. Pray today not only to forgive, but to want to forgive, like our Heavenly Father. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.